Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Is Ben Affleck getting his kicks with somebody new?
Ooh.
And Tyrese is sharing his first acting gig, and it might surprise you.
And later, Eric Benet stops by to dish about his new album and a whole lot more. But first,
let's get this started.
In here. All right, y'all, it's time for a baby report. That's right, y'all. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber just welcomed their first child, a baby boy. Oh, y'all, Justin shared the news by dropping this sweet pic and revealing that the baby's name is Jack Blues Bieber. The name Jack is a tribute to Justin's dad, Jeremy, whose middle name is Jack, and it continues the tradition of the initials JB. So how y'all feel about the name?
So nice. And
unique.
Justin got long fingernails. Oh, Lord.
You know, she probably got them done before she went in. Yeah. Wanted to look nice for some photos.
They call that a French tip. Is that what that is when it's white at the top?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it has a ring to it, you know, and it's keeping with the honor of, you know, the JBs in the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kept a good, simple name. They won't know him before they see him. You know, like.
Because his name is Jack?
Mm-hmm.
I like blues because it's the blues, like it's musical. Like that's what I really like about blues.
You don't know too many blueses floating around out there, so you know, you definitely want to go with
blues
something
clues.
That's unique. Yeah, that's the only one.
Bluey.
That we recognize. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Bluey did make it popular again.
Oh yeah, Bluey. Bluey definitely blew the scene back up. Mom. Well, Ben Affleck doesn't seem to be too lonely since J-Lo filed for divorce. Reportedly, he's been spending time with Kik Kennedy. Now, if you don't know her, she's a 36-year-old actress and activist. Her real name is Kathleen, and she is the daughter of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It seems she and Ben just hung out on J-Lo's birthday last month, and the internet was quick to point out that she kind of looks like Ben's other ex, Jennifer Garner, but some sources say there's nothing going on. So what do you guys think?
I don't think she messed it with Ben Affleck.
You don't think?
She's a Kennedy.
I mean, it's like people can't have just friends anymore.
That's just true.
Wait to see if something develops from this instead of just jumping to a conclusion.
And Kennedy's be rocking with celebs too, because even her dad is with Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like a Ben Affleck. I feel like a big movie star has a lot of pull on single women.
Seems like she would like the movie Mallrats, and he was in that.
Yeah.
You know, there's that. And also,
does he have a type? Maybe.
Yeah. He like women that like red lipstick. That's what it looked like to me.
I think he has types.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, one day, like, he's going Butter Pecan Rican, next thing he's going Vanilla, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing, it's like, I look at these two women, and he was also associated with Ana de Armas for a little while, and she also has dark hair and sort of some of these features.
Yeah, maybe he likes that.
Mm.
Well, in case anybody forgot, Diddy Lay is serving 5 years probation after a DUI hit and run last year.
Mm.
She reportedly hit a teenager on a moped who suffered a kidney laceration and a spinal fracture.
Damn.
Well, the body cam video was just released, and apparently she thought she shouldn't be arrested because she's a singer.
Oh, no.
Take a look.
Oh.
Love, I'm an artist.
I know, okay.
I'm a singer.
No, you know what?
I'm a singer.
Okay.
I'm an R&B singer. Okay. You can't arrest me.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. Go ahead, sit down.
Sit down?
Yeah, sit.
Sit down.
Oh, my goodness.
Sit.
Oh. Danny Lay has managed to collect an L in every font. Oh. She also name-dropped Quavo, who was on the scene with his bodyguard. So what do you think of this?
They shouldn't have arrested her. I mean, her G-Wagon was just sitting there with the door wide open. Who's going to take her truck?
The tow truck.
The tow truck will take it.
Somebody got hit on a moped and had kidney...
And a
kidney laceration and a spine crack.
Yeah,
if you're going to get hit by a singer, you want it to be somebody who you know their songs.
Do you know any of her songs?
I know that's Baby Baby.
That's
what?
Yeah, Lil Baby. She got a song called Lil Baby.
Oh.
But Lil Baby's not on that song, unfortunately. Oh. It's just called. She's gonna have to fly, you know, fly straight for the next 5 years.
And be careful with people on mopeds.
Oh my God.
Well, they need to look out too.
Now this is true.
People should start riding Waymos.
What's that?
Oh, that's the driverless
car. The little robot things that be like, you know, in the streets of California, and they deliver the food. You could just tell it where you want to go, probably, or where you want food delivered. Just
to just to deliver me.
Yeah. Safer than driving drunk. You know what I mean?
Deliver me.
And cheaper than Uber.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Speaking of arrests, check this out. Macklemore was performing at a music festival in Slovakia, and he brought out a 24-year-old fan named Samantha on stage. All right, that sounds cool. They danced and sang. They had a good old time. She bragged about it all over her social media. Well, Samantha was wanted by the police.
No, Sammy.
Yeah, we don't know why, but she did end up getting arrested. She was previously fined for running topless on the field at a soccer game. Okay. So it sounds like she's cool and likes to have fun.
Oh, she's wild,
Do you think she needs to keep it low-key in the future?
She didn't look like she didn't know how. Look at her.
Yeah, she's going hard on stage. She's going hard.
Oh, like, yeah, she's having a good time.
She does strike me as the person who would know every single lyric.
Every single
that
lyric.
Macklemore's
got. I'm going to pop some tags. I got 20 bucks in my pocket. This is freaking awesome. Clink.
Yes.
Yep.
Now you're in jail. Oh, man. Who knew Macklemore was working for the police? Because no way a cop just happens to be there and be like, yo, that's the girl we looking for.
No, she was posting and I think bragging on social media.
That speaks volumes of the level of crime that they have there. Because if you're going to do a stakeout to get somebody who ran across the field naked at a soccer game, if that's the worst crime that's going on out there,
that's good.
Yeah, what's happening in Slovakia that you got to come for this girl like this?
We're too hungry to do real crime.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, y'all, Tyrese just stopped by the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast and shared a scheme that his late mother Priscilla set up when he was 8 years old. They went to a government office and she made him pretend to be special needs so they could get more assistance, y'all. Check it out.
My mama made us go to a Social Security building and play.
We get that check.
$780. That was my first acting gig.
And mine was your first director. She gave you your first movie gig.
Oh. Well, Tyrese and his brother were convincing enough that they got their family the extra money, but their two sisters didn't do it because he said they wouldn't be believable.
That might have been the canon event that kind of got him rolling into his career path in acting and music.
In acting.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, you want to make your mom happy.
Yeah.
And if she asks for things like this from
you, and you do a good job for your mom.
You do everything you can for your mom.
That's right. Mm.
Kids are the greatest actors anyway, because, you know, like, say, like, if you know, you grew up with siblings, you know, like, you might not have hit your sibling that hard, but they're crying like you murdered them.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, or they don't want to go to bed, and they say their stomach hurt, and it really don't hurt. But they cry like it's the worst pain of their lives.
Yeah. There's also, I also like to imagine that woman sitting in the meeting, or the man, or the social worker, who whatever it is, and she comes in, and Priscilla says this, and she's looking at these two boys. And what if she didn't believe it? She's like, but you know what? Just the fact that you even asked, I'm going to get you this chair right here.
Just that you're trying to pull this off, you get the check.
Yeah, just for having the guts to ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, up next is Kelly Ripa's daughter not demure enough for her. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay!
Now, if you haven't been on social media lately, the newest trendy word is demure, which means reserved, modest, and shy. Well, Mark Consuelos and Kelly Ripa's daughter, Lola, who is 23 years old, decided to play into the trend by posting this topless photo with the caption, "Is this demure?" Kelly responded saying, "It's very mindful." So do you think Kelly wanted to say more about Lola posting this, y'all, but decided to play it cool on social media?
She's just like suntanning here with the back off, right? That's what's...
Yeah, but she's suntanning without a bra.
You can see this at just about any pool or beach.
Well, yeah, if you go to something that you go to, but honey, if you go to something that the other girls go to, that ain't happening. Oh, well, is it demure?
I give it a 5 on the demure scale. What about you?
I give it a, she don't even get a number on that.
Oh.
I guess because she's chilling, it's demure.
Yeah. She looks unbothered. Very,
she's relaxed and unbothered.
Very mindful, respectful.
Not shy, though.
Not shy.
Yeah. It's a demure shy.
Not like you other girls.
Right.
All right, moving on. Cam Newton went to therapy over the weekend by having psychologist Dr. Cheyenne Bryant on his show.
Well, I don't think he was ready for Dr. Bryant because she called him out for purposely creating broken homes. 8 kids and 3 baby mamas to be exact, and he said he wants more. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Bryant called them low vibrational and selfish, and it sparked a huge debate online about men who fear being married but will have multiple kids with women. And here's a quick little snippet of the interview.
These families are still broken. Every child cannot have Papa in the house with them. So some child, if not all, will end up with some kind of deficit. But those are selfish acts at the expense of your fear. So at what point do you feel the fear? Do it anyways. And yeah, that is a low functioning behavior.
Shout out to her for having a serious conversation with a man wearing that hat.
No, well, I think it's horrible and tacky.
Of course you do.
Back in the day, they used to call them bastards. When you have a daddy that's not there and the child all out by itself, you need to think about it. I mean, because, child, your kid's growing up without a father or mother in the house.
But that doesn't mean they're without the father.
Well, but if you you ain't in the house, you need to be in that house so that child can see an example.
But what if the woman is kind of trifling and he don't want to be with the woman?
Well, he should have pulled out.
Sometimes the reflexes be slow.
Yeah. Sometimes.
People be having long legs sometimes. It's just a lot. It's a lot. Well. Okay, now this almost never happens, but Brick House Nutrition is having an end of summer site-wide sale. And with my code SAVE, save big on everything, including lean. You know the new generation weight loss supplement that I've been telling y'all about?
You know, everybody's talking about those weight loss injections because the results are just so dramatic.
Ooh, and they work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite.
But pricey injections aren't for everyone. That's why doctors created Lean. Like Hey Crack said, the results work.
Yo, listen, the ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. I usually take this later on in the day when, like, my appetite go, like, super crazy, super saiyan, and it actually quells it, calms it down, and helps me focus a little bit more. So I love it.
Oh, very cool. If you're a frustrated dieter with 10 or more pounds to lose, now's the time to try Lean during their massive end of summer site-wide sale.
That's right, so you don't want to miss out. Tell them where to go, Head Crack.
Go to TakeLean.com and use my code SAVE to save on everything. Now you need to jump on this deal before it goes away. Go to TakeLean.com, code SAVE. TakeLean.com. All right, Gary, what's next?
All right, y'all. Coming up, honey, we're dishing with the hot Mr. Eric Beignet about his new music and more. So you don't want to miss it. Come right back.
Beignet?
Beignet, like a...
Are you thinking of, like,
pastry? Like a powdered like snack? Like a French pastry?
Sugary snack? His name is Beignet.
Oh, Beignet.
Egg Beignet. Oh, Gary.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
You guys are in for a treat today. We have singer, songwriter, and Grammy-nominated artist Egg Beignet in the building! And he has a new album, and we're dishing all about the Duets album today.
Yes.
Welcome, Eric, and thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here with y'all.
You've been everywhere. We see you everywhere. That's what's up.
You know, it's like that mortgage. You got to keep up with it, man. It's different. I'll be talking to some of my homies out here, and it's like, yo, seeing their house, and I'm like, oh, my God, maybe I need to transfer my whole situation to Atlanta.
The money goes real far.
Yeah. Man,
you double up here in Atlanta.
Longer than in L.A.
Come on.
For sure.
Serving that blue steel on the cover there.
I know. You know, it's like, thank you for photo editing. You know, I look like I'm a youngin', like 42 right there.
What inspired you to do a duets album?
So I've had quite a bit of success with duets, like, you know, with Faith Evans and Tamia.
Yes.
And so JBR, this new label, it's my label.
Okay.
And so the person who I'm running it with gave me my first and second record deal. She actually signed me to Warner Brothers way back in the day.
Oh,
and
nice.
She was like, you know, first of all, you need to come out with a new album because you ain't come up with nothing in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do it a little different this time. Why don't you make the whole thing duets joint? So it's a good idea.
Brilliant idea.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Eric, you work with some amazing singers on this album.
We're
talking Tamar Braxton.
Yes.
I think we know her.
Yes.
Shantay Moore, Lettucey, and more. How did you choose the singers that made it on the album? And was there somebody that you wanted to get on the project that for whatever reason it just didn't work out?
That's a great question. Now, the dope thing about this project that we just came out with is it's an EP. It's just 5 songs. Of course, some singers won't say yes, so you got to make,
right,
like a list of at least 5.
Right.
Oh, she said no. She said maybe. She said she would like to, but her single is coming up. You know, so
right,
it's like
schedules.
It's like picking the right sound, picking the right timber.
Who gave you a flat out no?
I mean, it wasn't so much like, okay, I ain't gonna lie. It was a couple, no. It was a couple, nah, I got my single coming out. It wasn't like a no for reasons other than, look, I'm about to come out with my own stuff.
Right,
like,
right.
It's not a good time, like that kind of thing.
I get that, yeah.
But that's not true, because one of my favorites since I was a little kid was Barbara Streisand. So I shot for the moon. Like, we were like, stuff. All we can do is ask. We asked her, and... Barbara Streisand didn't say no. She said, send me a song.
Oh.
Well, so far, we sent her four songs and we got four no's, so we ain't got it yet. So.
Well, I could assure you, had you asked Ms. Ross, she would have been more than happy to do it.
Oh, my God. Diana Ross, you got a phone number?
Yeah, well, we're going to find it.
I know, we will. It's Ross my house. And
she lived in it, that's right. So now, Eric, we watched the very steamy video for Something, honey.
Look at that.
And something you could just make love to right here, Eric, on Dish Nation.
I didn't even have to shave my chest.
No, you didn't. And I was going to tell you, my baby was looking amazing. So was it hard filming this close and intimate with Tamar in some sexy lingerie?
If y'all had been on that set, you would have been like, they need to stop. Because we were just cracking up laughing.
Really?
Because, you know, we're friends, right? And we're trying to act all lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
I mean, she do look good. I ain't going to lie. I was like, dang, girl, you my cousin. Stop playing. But we were just laughing the whole time. It was awkwardly funny.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, another thing we noticed about the video is that you were rocking pearls like Gary.
Yeah.
Who would you say has the better collection?
I have on my brown pearls today, Gary.
I got on my diamonds and pearls today.
We love, that's my birthstone actually, Pearl, June.
Yeah, oh really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Yeah, you know, I like to, you know, push the envelope.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. Who do you think rock it better, you or Gary?
Probably Gary.
Probably Gary.
I'll give it to you, because I don't have diamonds.
Okay.
He's a diamond lie.
You just didn't bring him today.
All right, y'all, we have to take a break. But no worries, because we have more with the very talented Eric Benet. So stay tuned for more Dish.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey.
Well, now, Eric, you've been smooth, honey, for a long time now. So now, Tanner, our little Tanner here, he is single and dating. So can you help him, honey, come up with a smooth line that he could sing,
baby,
so
sick
to
of
the
this.
Ladies when he's on a date?
I used to be on a show with Tanner talking about the same damn thing. And all of the people on the set would be like, oh, my
Look,
girlfriend,
Tanner.
My girlfriends just keep calling me and asking about Tanner.
Tanner got hoes.
Don't listen to any of them, Dish Nation viewers. It's hard out here.
Tanner does.
I'm struggling in this desert.
But this whole Tanner thing of, well, I don't know what to say to girls. I don't know.
Right.
That work.
Yeah.
They like that.
Keep doing it.
They do like that.
If only I knew a pickup line or something. I know you, bro.
Eric, come out here and tell it all of my business.
Well, Eric Benet, man, thanks for pulling up. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have with the legendary Eric Benet. So thank you so much for joining us today. And do yourself a favor and get his latest duets album.
Yes.
We promise you won't regret it.
You need to get this because it's real R&B and it's definitely a shortage of that. And, you know, listen at your own risk because dangerous things will happen in a good way if
Maybe
you put this record
music.
On.
Exactly.
Y'all be sure y'all tune in tomorrow for more Dish Nation. Peace.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.